You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Phil Williams here from the Right Side Studio going live. It is now 2:07 p.m. Thursday, July the 14th. Those of you that are still new to the show, let me just tell you, every day I start the show after I greet folks, after we spend some time talking about what's going to be in the show, I have an opening monologue. We call it the Right Side Way. And so without further ado, let me just ask you this. The Charge of the Light Brigade. You ever read it? It's a narrative poem that was published in the 1850s, written by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Cannons to the left of them, cannons to the right of them, cannons in front of them, volleyed and thundered. You may have heard this. It's a famous poem where the line comes, we get that same line that everybody knows that says, "There is not to reason why, there is but to do or die. Into the valley of death rode the 600. But it was way more than a poem. The Charge of the Light Brigade was written just 6 weeks after a scandalous defeat of the British Light Brigade of Cavalry in the Battle of Balaclava in the Boer War in 1854. It's a case study in recklessness, disjointed leadership, and poor communication. The British were initially supposed to charge one defensive position, but multiple factors relating to poor decision-making caused them to veer into another target, one that was heavily defended and well-entrenched, and they charged into what became known as the Valley of Death. Over 600 troopers, which were lightly armed, hence the name the Light Brigade, they had a heavy brigade and a light brigade. Over 600 troopers, lightly armed, built for speed more than sustained battle. There were warnings that were tried to be given to them at the last second, but as history would dictate, the command, in Tennyson's words, had blundered. A three-quarter-mile-long charge into a heavily defended valley in which the opposing force held staggering numbers by comparison. The opposition had 20 battalions of dug-in infantry supported by 50 artillery pieces, which blasted the Light Brigade as they charged. The opposition held their ground, gave no quarter, sending withering fire from three sides to rain down on the ranks of the Light Brigade, which devastated their force during the charge. Some of them made it to the target, but they were unable to sustain the fight, and they quickly had to withdraw to avoid complete annihilation. One war correspondent who was present at the time said the Light Brigade was wiped out, quote, by their own rashness and the brutality of a ferocious enemy. In the end, the Light Brigade was not completely destroyed, but they were no longer combat effective. Of the 600 men or so who entered the Valley of Death, 118 were killed, 127 wounded, 60 were taken prisoner. In the end, there were only 195 men, less than one-third of their original combat power, that could take the field on horse. The opposing force is said to have thought the British cavalrymen were drunk because of the futility of the charge. A French marshal who viewed the battle was quoted to say, quote, "It is magnificent, but it is not war, it is madness." And to this day, the Charge of the Light Brigade remains a case study for modern historians of what can go wrong when accurate military intelligence is lacking and communications are poor and orders are unclear. So why am I telling you this? You know, I always have a point here. My monologues always have a point. My point today is that many conservatives see the modern cultural landscape and the level of wokeness being thrust on us from all sides, and they imagine in some way that we as conservatives, that we're the Light Brigade, doing all that we can with the odds stacked against us and riding bravely but despairingly into the breach. Well, I'm here to tell you it's just the opposite. The conservative position on the cultural battlefield is actually the well-entrenched superior force in both numbers and capabilities. Liberals are the ones that are riding recklessly into the valley against overwhelming odds. Now, my wife Charlene has a saying that comes out periodically when we talk about modern culture. Referring to conservatives, she has a habit of saying, well, there's more of us than there are of them. And she's right. Think about it. There's more of us than there are of them. Take heart with that. Liberal progressives would have us believe that somehow they are in the majority. And the conservatives are like a bunch of old school has-beens clinging to their Bibles and guns, but not at all. The principles of conservatism, like free markets and strong families and low taxation and limited government, they are still very much in the mainstream. Look at a map of the United States that is colored for the traditional red and blue of the right and left sides of politics. The vast majority of this nation is red, and for good reason, because the vast majority of this nation does not cotton to the notions being touted by liberal progressives. Make no mistake. No mistake at all. Just like the Light Brigade, the liberal progressives of this nation are a fighting force in the policy arena. They are not to be underestimated, but they are also not to be feared. They are far more of us than there are of them. But it's more than just numbers. It's our position, our capabilities, the fact that we are, in a sense, a far better equipped force as conservatives. The positions taken by the left are often ridiculous. They may gain ground in the beginning because they yell and scream a lot, but they seldom have staying power. Think about it. They cannot hold ground in the long term. Why do I say that? I mean, consider the weapons they have in their arsenal, right? I mean, how long can they really sustain the argument that a man can get pregnant? Really? We hold the high ground on that one, and we should never give it up. Just look at the foolishness being perpetrated even this week in the U.S. Senate on that very topic. Or how about the soft-on-crime stance taken by so many liberal DAs? The American public will not long suffer a fool who claims to want a job to protect them, only to choose not to protect and defend those who pay a salary. Recall efforts are underway right now to send some of those liberal DAs packing. How about vaccine mandates on the private sector? Well, that died a quick death in the courts because liberals, they just couldn't understand that government simply can't do what it wants with impunity. And the courts agreed, because we had the high ground. Or how about this, the fight for the unborn? Conservatives stayed in the trenches for 50 years fighting for children in the womb. 50 years. But in the end, we won. And even some Democrats are now beginning to hear the amazingly awful rhetoric coming out of those who worshipped at the feet of abortion, and they're recognizing the futility of that argument. What I'm saying is this. We own the high ground as conservatives. We are not the ill-equipped, poorly led, light cavalry charging into the valley of death. We are the ones who have the sustainable positions on the high ground. We are, as conservatives, the ones who can defend our positions because they are eminently more defendable. Conservatives just need to make sure they don't allow the screeching and charging of this liberal rabble to spook us off our positions. We are winning now, and I believe that we will win in the end. And like Charlene says, in this valley, there's more of us than there are of them. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. There you have it. I am telling you right now, you're on the winning team, conservatives. Do not think for a second that we are the Light Brigade rushing headlong into a futile offense. No, just the opposite. We're the well-trained, highly defendable positions on the high ground. We've got this fight. Just stay in it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.